Hallelujah. We thank God for making it possible for us to see another beautiful day in the presence of the Lord. Today is the second day of the month of September, the month of multiple delivery, delivery of good things, delivery of testimony, delivery of breakthroughs, delivery of prosperity, delivery of children, delivery of sound health, the month of delivery of multiple blessings is a month of celebration. Beloved, we thank God for this opportunity to see the second day of this month. And I want you to begin to appreciate the Lord wherever you are. Begin to give God the glory. Begin to magnify Him. Lord, you are worthy of all praise. Lord, you are worthy to be glorified. Lord, you are worthy to be adored. There is no one like you. There is no one that can be compared with you, Lord. You are incomparable. You are faithful. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic Midnight Prayers. And this program comes between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. It has been a wonderful program benefiting a lot of people. And you are going to be benefited also in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to sing this song unto the Lord. Adonai, we worship you. Son of God, you are so good. Almighty God, hallowed be thy name. Your dominion is forevermore. From east to west, no other God. From north to south, I say there is no other God. From east to west, no other God. From north to south, I say there is no other God. He is able, abundantly able, to deliver and to save. My God is able, abundantly able, to deliver and to set us free. Thank you, Father. Forever you will be the lamp upon the throne. God is mighty. God is great. God is super. God is excellent. God is wonderful. There is no one like him. Bless his name, worship him. Bless his name, adore him. Makatele lo sopate kalikai. Ebonso taraba. In Jesus' name we pray. I prophesy to the life of these three people. Hear the word of the Lord. The spirit of poverty in your life is buried by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy to the life of that brother. The negative prophecy that was directed against you a few weeks ago has been canceled by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. There's a woman here within the next 72 hours. God will give you uncommon breakthroughs. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Open your mouth and pray this prayer aggressively. Let me hear your voice loud and clear. Say, every evil altar containing my picture, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar containing my picture, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar containing my picture, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar containing my picture, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar containing my picture, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar containing my picture, cast fire in Jesus' name. Pray, any power using my picture to work against me, in the name of Jesus, any power using my photograph to work against me. There, in the name of Jesus. Any power using my picture to work against me. There, in Jesus' name, pray. Every coven of darkness where my case has been reported to, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every coven of darkness where my case has been reported to, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every coven of darkness where my case has been reported, scatter by fire, scatter by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Open your mouth and pray this word. Say, every power planning to rubbish my life, ah, in the name of Jesus. Every power planning to rubbish my life, ah, in the name of Jesus. Every power planning to rubbish my life, ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Handwriting of failure over my life be wiped off by the blood of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. Handwriting of failure over my life be wiped off by the blood of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. Handwriting of failure over my life be wiped off by the blood of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. Handwriting of failure over my life be wiped off by the blood of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every family serpent swallowing my blessing, vomiting by fire, in the name of Jesus. Every family serpent swallowing my blessing, vomiting by fire, vomiting by fire, in the name of Jesus. Every family serpent swallowing my blessing, vomiting by fire, vomiting by fire, in Jesus' name we pray. Aha! I want you to pray this prayer very well. Oh God, my Father, fast forward my miracle in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, fast forward my miracle, fast forward my miracle, fast forward it in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, my Father, fast forward my miracle, fast forward my miracle, in Jesus' name we pray. Aha, thank you, Father. Aha, somebody's going to be blessed in a new way. Thank you, Father. Say, my destiny, hear the word of the Lord, reject the voice of witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, my destiny, hear the word of the Lord, reject the voice of witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, my destiny, hear the word of the Lord, reject the voice of witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, my destiny, hear the word of the Lord, reject the voice of witchcraft, reject the voice of witchcraft. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now mention your name. Say, Emmanuel, hear the word of the Lord, move forward by fire. In the name of Jesus, mention your name and say, move forward by fire. Emmanuel, hear the word of the Lord, move forward by fire, move forward by fire. In the name of Jesus, Emmanuel, hear the word of the Lord, move forward, move forward, move forward, move forward, move forward, move forward by fire. Emmanuel, hear the word of the Lord, move forward by fire, move forward by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Witchcraft embargo on my destiny, scatter. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft embargo on my destiny, scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft embargo on my destiny, scatter by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, a few days ago, we started giving a lecture on dealing with blockages at the edge of miracle. Dealing with blockages at the edge of miracle. We have seen cases where people will labor, and at the edge of their testimony, they notice things will go wrong. Many people will have prepared very well, and at the end where things is about to click, they will notice something will go wrong. This spirit is a terrible spirit indeed. It's a spirit that stagnates effort of people. It's a spirit that limits somebody's capacity. It's a spirit that wastes effort. It's a dangerous spirit indeed. When you notice that when things is about to get to your tongue, they will say it has finished, then you have to pray. When you notice that at the final stage of something, they will say, okay, you are not qualified, then you have to pray. When you notice that this has become a trend in your life, failure when things is about to conclude, you have to pray. You have to pray. God does not want you to stop at the midway. When he starts anything, make sure that it's perfect. Therefore, every stronghold of Pisgah in your life shall be destroyed. We recognize about 12 powers that are always doing this. And I think I've given you 10. I'm going to give you the remaining two tonight or this morning. But listen to me very well. Let me make a recount back. How to recap it for those who were not, who did not have the broadcast of yesterday or day before yesterday. These are dangerous powers. If this power is set in motion, it will always make it difficult for somebody to have this breakthrough that will advertise his destiny all over the world. Number one is the power of unconfessed sin. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. When the sin is in your life and you know it and you don't confess it, it will stand as blockage at the edge of breakthroughs. Number two is the power of strange curses. A curse has been issued upon your life, or you've done something that attracted curse. You've done something that attracted curses. Therefore, if you don't break something, if you don't deal with that thing, it will always cause a problem. It will be wasting labor. It will be making all effort useless. It will make you to struggle. It will make you to labor. But when you're supposed to now enjoy the labor, it will make sure that it's not possible. It will make you to almost getting a breakthrough but not getting it. It will make you to see a breakthrough far, but it will stagnate it. Number three is the power of household wickedness. Wickedness in the household is a terrible thing. They plant the tree of non-achievement to people's life. Number four is the power of evil covenant. Note and listen and search very well whether there's a covenant you have formed and break it. Number five is witchcraft powers. Witchcraft power is the enemy of human being, number one. Number six is the spirit behind evil name. If your name is not glorifying God, the spirit behind it will stagnate you and will make sure that breakthrough that will make your name all over the world is not done. Number seven is the activity of spiritual spouses. This one is very common. People will notice somebody is coming to them to meet with them in the dream. When the breakthrough is closed, somebody is going to feed them in the dream. When a breakthrough is closed, and then that breakthrough will never manifest. Number eight is ancestral powers. These are powers behind inherited bondage. What your father suffered, they make sure that you suffer it. Your father could not get a breakthrough at a level in his life, they make sure you don't cross that level. Number nine is the evil dedication to idol or to water spirit. Number 11 is marine powers. Number 12 is disobedience. God has given an instruction to do something, you don't do it, it will stagnate your effort. Number 12 is the strong man attached to the gate of next level. This strong man is not going to do anything when you have not gotten to the next level. But immediately you are the next level, the stronger will make sure that the effort is frustrated. You are the one that must confront this strong man with every aggression inside of you. What can we do? We need to confess our sin. Then we begin to deal with them with prayers. Begin to confess your sin unto the Lord. Say, Lord, I thank you. I come before you. I confess my sin, Lord. Have mercy upon me. As I pray now, let every blockage at the edge of my testimony be dismantled in the name of Jesus Christ. And as from today, there shall be a way out. My life shall receive light. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, if you join me and pray very well this prayer we are going to pray, you will notice that evil trend will be cut off in your life. Because if you don't deal with this evil trend, it will affect your children. You have to fight it and deal with it once and for all so that your children will not be facing the same thing. It's a very terrible thing when you are alive and your children are, they are still facing the same thing you face. And you notice that you're supposed to have dealt with it, but you didn't deal with it. Now we need to pray right now. Get very, very ready. And as you pray this prayer, the Lord will work wonders. Say every curse. Aborting the plan of God for my life. Break in the name of Jesus. Every curse. Aborting the plan of God for my life. Break in the name of Jesus. Every curse. Aborting the plan of God for my life. Break in the name of Jesus. Every curse. Aborting the plans of God for my life. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Every tree of bad luck in my blood. In the name of Jesus. Every tree of bad luck in my blood. there in the name of Jesus. Every tree of bad luck in my blood, there in Jesus' name we pray. This is beautiful. This is beautiful. This is beautiful. Say every root of disgrace in my foundation, there in the name of Jesus. Every root of disgrace in my foundation, there in the name of Jesus. Every root of disgrace in my foundation, there in Jesus' name we pray. Bring out a bottle of oil if you have one. If you don't have, get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, we pray that this oil and this water shall be anointed by your power. The anointing that breaks the yoke of darkness shall enter into the oil and the water. The blood of Jesus shall fill this oil and fill this water. In Jesus' name we pray. Now drink a little. Okay. Now you pray these three prayer points. Say, every power keeping me away from those who will bless me, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every power keeping me away from those who will bless me, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every power keeping me away from those who will bless me, scatter in Jesus' name. Release number two. Say, dragon living inside of me, in the name of Jesus. Dragon of darkness living inside of me, there in the name of Jesus. Dragon of darkness living inside of me, there in the name of Jesus. Dragons of darkness living inside of me, there in the name of Jesus. Dragon of darkness living inside of me, there in Jesus' name we pray. Pray this other one louder. Makende leso para kalaba. Say, every power assigned to swallow my testimony, there in the name of Jesus. Every power assigned to swallow my testimony, there in the name of Jesus. Every power assigned to swallow my testimony, there in Jesus' name. Anoint your head now and lay your hand there. Say, every power planning to say sorry, better come next time, there in the name of Jesus. Every power planning to say sorry, better come next time, there in Jesus' name. Pray this one now very well in your head. Say, glory killers assigned against my glory, there in the name of Jesus. Glory killers assigned against my glory, there in the name of Jesus. Glory killers assigned against my glory, there in Jesus' name we pray. Pray the third one very well. Your hands on your head. Effort waster. Assigned against my destiny, there in the name of Jesus. Effort waster assigned against my destiny, there in the name of Jesus. Effort waster assigned against my destiny, there in Jesus' name. Pray. Somebody will need to repeat that prayer very well. Effort waster. That is the power that is wasting your effort. That power needs to be buried. Anoint your chest and lay your hand upon it. Say very well. Ta leke soko prabo shetele karabarabush. Magra kata la kata. Linke sekele borobo sokara. Say, repeated failure in my life, your time is up, there in the name of Jesus. Repeated failure in my life, your time is up, there in the name of Jesus. Repeated failure in my life, your time is up, there in Jesus' name. Pray. Anoint your stomach and place your hand on your stomach. Shout it loud and clear. Say, every evil mark attached to my body that is making life difficult for me, be wiped off by the blood of Jesus. Every evil mark attached to my body that is making life difficult for me, be wiped off, be wiped off, be wiped off. Every evil mark on my body that is making life difficult for me, be wiped off. In Jesus' name, pray. You may need to check your body. If you see any strange mark, anoint it and command the demon there to leave. Pray this one very well. We are praying this one three odd times. Say, every strong man stationed at the edge of my breakthrough, what are you waiting for? There, in the name of Jesus. Every strong man stationed at the edge of my breakthrough, what are you waiting for? There, in the name of Jesus. Every strong man stationed at the edge of my breakthrough, what are you waiting for? There, in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your hand. Yes. Say the same prayer. Every strong man stationed at the edge of my breakthrough, what are you waiting for? There, in the name of Jesus. Every strong man stationed at the edge of my breakthrough, what are you waiting for? Yeah, in Jesus' name, pray a louder cry again. Every strong man stationed at the edge of my breakthrough, what are you waiting for? Yeah, in the name of Jesus, every strong man stationed at the edge of my breakthrough, what are you waiting for? Yeah, in Jesus' name, pray. Now you are going to anoint your legs, and when you anoint your legs, you will take a step. Thank you, Father. Anoint your legs. Take a step. Take 9 steps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Making 9 months. As you are taking this prophetic step, I decree into your life now, you will not come back to zero again in the name of Jesus Christ. As you have taken this step, you will not come back to square one in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. As you have taken this step, forward ever, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ, anoint your legs, take the step, 9th step like that, and stay at the 9th step, As you have taken this step, I command you now, you move forward forever, move forward forever, forward ever, forward ever, forward ever, forward ever, backward never, in the name of Jesus Christ. As you have taken this prophetic step, as from today, the power to move forward, shall come upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. As from today, every yoke of stagnancy is broken in your life. Every yoke of failure is broken in your life. Every dream of seeing yourself back in primary school is cancelled. Every dream of seeing yourself back in the village is cancelled. Every dream of seeing yourself naked is cancelled. Every dream of seeing yourself drinking dirty water is cancelled. In the name of Jesus, every dream of seeing yourself riding motor bicycle is cancelled. Every dream of walking barefoot is cancelled. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you now as you have moved to this 9th level, like the Keto Pushkaya Baraba, we rebel Sompia Mukabrakata. Within the next 9 months now, you will catch up with those who had gone ahead of you 15 years ago. In the name of Jesus, move forward by fire, 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 move forward in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, what a great movement. Look at the prophetic power of God coming upon you. Oh, yakataka. The dry bone is becoming a refreshing army. The dry bone is coming alive. Yes, what they caused in your life many years ago and things has not worked. It has begun to work now. Yes, the stagnancy program to your life has been destroyed. Yes, the mockery that you have been facing for the past 7 years has been canceled today. Matente poria makanda ria makado lekebo sopaya makada lekaproko sotoya karaka. Evil program against you assigned to bring you to the bottom, that program has been canceled. The strong man assigned against your destiny, the strong man that is mounted at the edge of your breakthrough, the strong man that is staying at the edge of your breakthrough, the strong man that has been commissioned to stay at the edge of your breakthrough, has been buried down in the name of Jesus Christ. Lekato parakasalakaya. Thank you, Father. That is wonderful. Lift up your prayer request. Lord, let this request be answered in the name of Jesus Christ. As many people who are hearing me now, or those who are going to listen to this broadcast later, wherever they are, they shall receive total freedom from the strong man that is sabotaging their effort, from the strong man that is really caging their destiny. They shall be free from that strong man in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree upon the people hearing me now and those who hear me later, within the next 7 days, you shall be fully celebrated. There shall be a mighty wonders that will happen in your life. God will do something in your life that will make you a woman and a man to be celebrated among many people in the name of Jesus Christ. I can see a letter of celebration coming. Somebody will need to really, you need to talk to the Lord. As soon as this letter gets your hand, make sure you give something tangible to the God wherever you are. You will see God is working wonders. The garment of shame has been roasted and the garment of celebration has been put upon that sister. Yes, the reproach has been taken away. Oh, and God is now blessing you. What a wonderful Father we serve. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I bless everyone who are connected, always going to listen to this, who are going to listen to the program later. Whether you are connected now, you are going to listen to the program later. I bless you with the blessing of the Lord. You will increase in all fronts. You have testimony that you have not had before in the name of Jesus Christ. The yoke of singlehood is broken upon your life, that sister. I command that sister to go and get married. Go and marry that brother. Go and marry in the name of Jesus Christ. I can see a lot of people today receiving freedom from the yoke of their father's house. They are getting that freedom completely. Thank you, Father. Those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, I announce into your life, by this time next year, it shall be a multiple celebration in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because the Lord has done wonders. The Lord has done great things. Yes, 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 yes. The Lord has done great things. I can see mighty testimony. Thank you, Father. The yoke of 12 years of barrenness has been broken just now. There's another yoke of 18 years barrenness. It has been broken just now in the name of Jesus Christ. There's somebody on the wish here. I command the power of God to fall upon you. The yoke that tie you down shall be broken. Rise up from that place in the name of Jesus Christ. There is somebody that is down in bed and you are there in sick bed. I command the power of God to break that yoke. You are free right now. The sin that tie you down, may the Lord have mercy upon you and you are forgiven. Now I command you to rise up from that sick bed in the name of Jesus Christ. Anything that is attacking your internal system, I command it to die. Any arrow fire into your internal system, I command it to go back to the sender. And I command you now to be free from every bone disease. Be free from every blood disease. Be free from every attack on your kidney or your liver in the name of Jesus Christ. Your bladder is straightened. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, in case you want to pass across to us some testimony or some information, or you want to ask questions, pass it across to that number, 0802-336-9298. iFellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festertown. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festertown. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. Keep safe and keep enjoying this month of multiple delivery. God bless you in Jesus' name.